You're listening to the Hour of the Time. And as always, I'm still William Cooper. Much to the dismay of some. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony's still holding his own. And I understand he was on another radio show last night. I really don't know how he's doing this. We're all trying to get him to rest. And apparently, he's just not going to do it. So, get ready. I'm going to give you the hospital and the address. And according to him, he wants me to do this. I'm going to give you the phone number right directly to his room. So, here we go. Anthony J. Hilder, that's his name. He's at Cedars Sinai Medical Center. Cedars Sinai Medical Center. That's 8700 Beverly Boulevard. 8700 Beverly Boulevard. Los Angeles, California, 90048. Anthony likes flowers. He didn't tell me that. I just know that Anthony likes flowers. And if you don't want to spring for some flowers, please send him a nice little card or just drop him a note of some kind. He's going to be there for a few days, I think. And whatever gets there after he's left, I'm sure they will forward it right on to his home. Cedars Sinai Medical Center. Cedars is spelled C-E-D-A-R-S. Lives in the tree, cedar, C-E-D-A-R-S. Sinai, S-I-N-A-I. Once again, that's S-I-N-A-I. Cedars, Sinai Medical Center, 8700 Beverly Boulevard. Once again, 8700 Beverly Boulevard. Los Angeles, California, 90048. That's LACA 90048. He's in room number 1806. That's room 1806. And you can reach him at number 310. Please don't call him late at night. I mean, that's absolutely insane. Wait. Give him some time to wake up in the morning, and don't call him in the evening or at night. I mean, that's just common sense. Please, folks. Please. 310-855-8106. Area code 310-855-8106. So, don't get the wrong idea about this. Anthony is not in good shape. All these things he's doing, he's not supposed to be doing. He has been shot in the stomach. It is very bad. They could not remove the bullet. That's how bad it is. He underwent major surgery. He is heavily sedated on morphine. So please understand that. Some of the crazy things he's doing, I'm certain, is because of the morphine. I'm also certain it's partly because he's absolutely insane. I'll be right back.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exploited your jobs and surrendered our arms. Want you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold.
You get the cash.
Oh, yes, they do. One and all. Now, folks, the other night I told you I was going to read you from a treaty about weather control. And now I can't find the treaty, so disregard everything I said, because if I can't read it to you, it's the same as it never existed. So when I find it, I will read it to you. It does exist. It is there. I have misplaced it somewhere. It is normal for me to do that. I don't have a secretary. And I'm doing so many things all the time that it's just not unusual. So I will try to find it when I have the time, and if and when I can find it, I will read it to you on the air. If any of you out there already know what I'm talking about and you have a copy of it, please send it to me right away just in case I can't find my copy. I would appreciate that. And I want to apologize to everybody. Also, I told you that we have FM radio transmitters for sale. And that is absolutely correct. So, I'm going to tell you all about it right now. If you would like to have your own radio station, broadcast your own radio show, broadcast the hour of the time. And sometime next week, I'm going to try to have Gary, who is a satellite expert, as my guest, to tell you all how to make a low-cost satellite receiver to pick the hour of the time off satellite so that you can rebroadcast it on your brand new FM radio station. Now, we have 2 offers for you. One is a kit. If you are electronically inclined and you like to do this kind of thing, and you like kits and you like to mess with your hands and smell burning solder and all that kind of stuff, you can get the kit. The kit does not come with an antenna, but it comes with everything you need to make the transmitter, and it comes with instructions how to build the antenna. You can get everything that you need at Radio Shack for the antenna, and it's no big deal, and it's not going to cost you more than probably $5 for the materials. Also, you will need to purchase a power supply, whether you buy the kit or the pre-assembled transmitter. Power supplies can also be purchased very reasonably at Radio Shack. So, I'm going to tell you everything up front so you'll know. Now, this is a great thing, folks. It's really wonderful because we can spread the word across the United States and wake up people who don't even to this day know anything is wrong. And you can be a part of it. And if we get these things out in the hands of everybody in the country, they're going to play hell stopping us. I'll tell you that right now. It just won't work. The only thing we have to win, and I've told you this a million times, I'll tell you again, 1,000,001, is to wake up enough people so that by sheer weight of numbers, we will prevail. Now, it's an FM transmitter. It transmits between 80 and 108 megahertz. You can tune it to transmit on any frequency that you wish within that range, 80 to 108 megahertz. That's the FM radio band. You have to do a survey of the bands in your area and make sure that whatever frequency you transmit on. You are not interfering with or disturbing anyone else who is transmitting for any reason at any time. It's a 3-watt output monaural transmitter. 3 watts output. It's a monaural transmitter. Later, we're working on getting stereo transmitters, but we don't have them yet. And don't wait for that because it's going to cost more money. And number two, you don't need stereo to broadcast the hour of the time. You're not listening to it in stereo, although our tapes are in stereo. And the music would sure sound nicer, but a human voice is a human voice, whether it's in monaural or stereo. So don't get all caught up in that. Now, the retail price for the kits. Now remember, the kits, you have to put them together. And you've got to know something about electricity, and you have to be able to follow directions and read a schematic. It has everything there that you need except the power supply and the antenna. It has the instructions. It tells you what materials to get and how to build the antenna. Shouldn't cost more than $5 for the materials. The power supply, you can get at Radio Shack. The kit, ladies and gentlemen, is $100 postpaid. $100 postpaid. Now, don't call and ask if you can get a discount. You can't. It's $100 postpaid. That's $95 plus $5 shipping and handling. It's $100 postpaid. For the fully assembled and tested transmitter, which, by the way, also comes fully tested, fully assembled, and it has a free 1/2 wave dipole antenna included with it. So all you have to do is hook it up, get your power supply from Radio Shack, and you're on the air. The fully assembled and tested, including a 1/2 wave dipole antenna, is $150 postpaid. That's $150 postpaid. That's $143 for the unit plus $7 shipping and handling, which makes it $150 postpaid. Now, with the fully assembled and tested order, you get a free 1/2 wave dipole antenna. The only thing that you have to get, ladies and gentlemen, is a power supply. You can hook anything you want into these. Ain't no biggie. Complete plans are included with the kits. With the kit, you also have to build an antenna. That's complete plans on how to do this, and the list of materials is included. You need to buy a 12-volt, that's 12-volt regulated power supply, and some 75-ohm coax cable from Radio Shack to connect the transmitter to the antenna. That's it. For the assembled transmitter, all you have to buy is a 12-volt regulated power supply plus a small amount of coaxial cable. And you can get them both at Radio Shack or any ham radio store. You can also run this transmitter in your car, your pickup truck, your RV, whatever. You can broadcast while you're traveling off of a 12-volt battery. In short, folks, you can be on the air with a broadcast covering between 2 and 6 miles, depending upon the height of your antenna, for about $200 or less. Now, we're going to have Gary on sometimes next week, I hope, if he'll cooperate with this. And we'll tell you how to put together a satellite receiving system so that you can rebroadcast the hour of the time at the same time that we're broadcasting, and you can pick it right off a satellite in crystal clear, high-fidelity sound, not like shortwave. Turn on your stereo in your home. That's what the hour of the time sounds like on satellite. Now, you may already know, FM radio waves are line-of-sight transmission. So the higher the antenna, the farther and better you will be heard. It's not like AM. FM radio waves do not, folks, bounce off the atmosphere. Once again, they're line of sight. If you can't place the antenna about 25 feet or more off the ground, or if you live down in a hole, your range is going to be poor. So, if you live in a normal neighborhood, you want to put it on a pole on the edge or the eaves of your house or something like that where you can get it up. If you live on high ground and you're looking down on the rest of the town, boy, you're going to be able to transmit really well. And no matter what, I mean, even under the worst conditions, you're going to be able to get out there, at least to some people who have never heard the Hour of the Time before, and that's what it's really all about. It's important. With FM radio waves and 3 watts of power, you've got to get up high. If you can't get the antenna up high, then you can run the transmitter out of your car and park up on a hill. So when you're broadcasting, you just go out and get in your car, you go up, park on a hill, and you broadcast every night. It'd be a lot of fun. And enjoy the view. Plus, you get to listen once again to the Hour of the Time. Or, if you don't want to rebroadcast the Hour of the Time, make your own show, but tell the people the truth about what's happening. That's important. $100 post-paid for the kit. $150 post-paid for the fully assembled, fully tested, including one-half wave dipole antenna. It's $150. Now, that's a good deal in anybody's language. So, and remember, most of these little FM low-power stations are only about a half a watt, folks. So, if you do this right, you can cover a radius of between 2 and 6 miles, which means you'll be covering the circumference of a circle between 4 and 12 miles in diameter. A lot of people will be able to hear what you've got to say, and we hope what I've got to say, when you put it all together and stir it all up with a long wooden spoon. Okay, not too long ago, I read you an account of a young man who had his car seized. Now, 6 months ago, he sent notice to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, or PennDOT, that he was rescinding his driver's license, his vehicle his vehicle registration, license plate, and all the assorted documentation that goes with it for fraud. He placed on his car a replacement plate in day-glow yellow, noticing everybody as to his status. He asked PennDOT whether a citizen of Pennsylvania had the right to travel, to own property, and to use property in the course of travel. And to each of these questions, he was told yes. He also asked whether exercise of a right could be converted to a crime. To this, he was also told yes. Yet the state persisted in harassing him and refused to acknowledge his status. They recorded his license as suspended for non-payment of a ticket issued for failure to maintain registration. Note that he had never, folks, been convicted of so much as a speeding violation. So, it was very interesting. His car was towed off. We told you all about that. Now, after that, let me see here. Make sure I got everything right. Make sure I get the right dates here. Okay, I do. I believe this is the one that I... Yep, that's it. Okay. So here's an update. A lot of people expressed a desire to find out, you know, how this was going to go. On Sunday, August 20th, he purchased a 1983 Nissan Stanza for $200. The bill of sales specifically states 21 silver dollars and other valuable consideration, and contains warranties from the previous owner that he had clear and perfect title, equity and interest in the car, all of which were to be given to this young man. Traveling home with his new, really quite used, old car, which for purposes of differentiation from his old or newer car, we're going to call the Putt-Putt Mobile. He was stopped by police in Wilkinsburg for no registration plate. He explained carefully to the officers why he did not require a registration plate and or a driver's license. They nonetheless cited him for having neither, again charging him with driving on a suspended license, which license, as he repeatedly emphasized, he had rescinded. Now, although they were satisfied with the bill of sale and had no concern that the car might not belong to him, they seized it. On that Monday, he recovered the car, which had been seized the previous week, which we'll call the Sovereign Mobile. As an action of replevin requires a hearing, which may not be held for a year or more, or the posting of a bond equal to double the value of the property to be replevied, which would be quite impossible to afford on the Sovereign Mobile, he did it by bailing it from the towing company or holding agency. And this costs $300, which amount will be included in a bill of damage against the seizing police officer, as the Putt-Putt Mobile is worth considerably less, and the bonding requirements consequently achievable. He stated that he was going to replevy that car on Monday. On Tuesday, 9 days after the issuance of the 5 citations, which accompanied seizure of the Sovereign Mobile, and remember, folks, if he had not been involved in this process, they wouldn't have given him 5 citations. In fact, for most people, they would have said, oh, you just bought the car, we'll go on home, make sure you register it tomorrow. He went to the Forest Hills Justice of the Peace in order to demur, which is the proper thing that he should do. The Justice of the Peace refused the demur and furiously demanded that he had to plead within 10 days, tolling the following day, Wednesday, or he would issue a warrant for his arrest. The Justice of the Peace repeatedly demanded that he plead, and he stated calmly that he was unable to enter a plea while jurisdiction and other issues remained unresolved, and that also is the correct thing for him to do. The Justice of the Peace screamed at him that he had jurisdiction, read each of the tickets, emphasizing their seriousness, and again demanded a plea. Well, this young man held his ground, whereupon he told, that's the Justice of the Peace, told him to get out of his office, or he would charge him with disorderly conduct. And the only one disorderly, in fact, was the Justice of the Peace. The young man was calm, cool, and collected, and he left. On Wednesday, he decided again to attempt to demur. He called the JP's office and asked when he would be in and available. And for those of you who don't know all this stuff, the JP is a Justice of the Peace, and they don't have Justice of the Peaces, Justice of the Peace in all states, so some of you won't understand all this. He was told to come in at 3:30 p.m., and he did so. The Justice of the Peace was gone after telling this guy to come in. He gave a copy of his demur, which is yet to be entered in open court, thus is not as yet official. He gave this to the clerk and mailed a registered return receipt requested copy to the Justice of the Peace as well. The only basis, folks, for an arrest warrant here is failure to respond. Now, the young man contends that he has responded, not once, but 3 times, twice in person, once by mail. And by the way, folks, an appearance by mail is the same as being there in person. And he has witnesses to each attempt. He states he is aware of no law which empowers a Justice of the Peace to issue an arrest warrant for failure to plead, and I've never heard of anything like that either. Usually a judge, if it's a judge, I don't know what JPs do, but judges will just enter a plea for you, which is not right either. Moreover, if he is, and that's what they did to me down in Phoenix, if you'll remember correctly. Moreover, if he is arrested, he will be brought before the JP in open court and will then enter again his demur. Thus, the Justice of the Peace, of course, is accomplishing nothing by his actions. unless he knows how it's going to turn out and just doesn't want it to happen. Maybe he thinks he can scare this young fellow. He expects to be arrested within the next few days, as he will waste no time in issuing a warrant based upon my perceptions of the encounter, he says. Moreover, he has found Pennsylvania precedent wherein the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania ruled that failure to bring charges before the magistrate of the town in which the stop was made, which was Wilkinsburg in this instance, is to be brought before the wrong magistrate. The Forest Hills Justice of the Peace has neither personam jurisdiction, subject matter jurisdiction, or venue. And as this whole thing is an agency dispute with PennDOT, it cannot properly be brought before any court lower than Commonwealth or Superior Court of the state of Pennsylvania. So, that's where he stands at the present time. Ladies and gentlemen, unless I've got something else here that I haven't quite read yet. Oh, here we go. Shortly after sending the update report, which I just gave to you, the Sovereign Mobile, and having predicted that he would be arrested within several days, he was indeed arrested. The Justice of the Peace did not issue the warrant for failure to respond. Rather, he pulled out an old citation for expired registration dated November the 3rd, 1992. That's right, folks, more than 2.5 years old, and issued the warrant on that. He attempted again to demur to this and the other charges, but the Justice of the Peace refused his demur. See, this wouldn't have happened if he had taken care of that ticket while he was still subject to their jurisdiction. The Justice of the Peace said a demur can only be given at the end of the hearing, not as a preliminary objection. This is incorrect, and it is incorrect. And the young man maintained a standing objection and pled not guilty. He was released on recognizance for the new charges. He was made to post bond, $200, for the old charge. And as the personam jurisdiction is hard to challenge in any case on the 1992 charges, as he had not rescinded his driver's license at that time, he should have just paid the darn thing and then started fresh. But he maintains it was fraudulently issued, therefore null and void from inception. He posted the bond, and he went home. The old charge, which will be heard on the 31st, will challenge subject matter and demand removal to Commonwealth Court, as it involves an agency dispute with PennDOT. If denied, he will ask the Commonwealth Court for a writ of certiorari, any other approaches that anybody might suggest. He's willing to listen to that. You can reach him on the Internet at WHIG@POBOX.com. If you don't know what that means, you don't even need to know. It's WHIG@POBOX.com. WIG@POBOX.com. And his name is Mike Goldman. So I thought you'd all be interested in that. And, of course, you are. Don't go away. I shall return.
A-M-E-R-I-K. Comrade Clinton is marching towards the millennium. His agenda, a new world order. He intends to foreclose upon the people and the property of the United States of America. Said it was necessary to kill the congregation at Waco to save the children. Comrade Clinton ties us and guides us into surrendering our sovereignty piece by piece to a one world government.
The Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading, purveyors of real precious metals in the various forms, non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets that you all need. You should call them. Tell them that you're a listener to the Hour of the Time and that you would like to know how to get your hands on some real money. When you find out, when you read the next issue of Veritas, you're going to be so angry. If everybody in the country could read the next issue of Veritas, I wouldn't even want to be in this country when it comes out. Because there's going to be hell to pay when everybody finds out the truth about how they've been defrauded for so many years. It is amazing. Call 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Tell them you'd like to know all the different forms that precious metals come in. Which ones protect your assets the best? How many different ways are there that you can get your hands on some? Is there a payment plan? Can I buy just a little bit each month, or each week, or every 2 months, or every 3 months, or every 6 months? Well, of course you can. Is there a payment plan? Ask them all these things. If you don't know anything about precious metals, ask questions, and keep asking questions. And if you don't like the answers, ask some more questions. If they propose something to you that you don't like, tell them you don't like it and you don't want to hear about it anymore. You want to hear a different method. But do it. These people care about you. They care about the message of this broadcast. They care about the country. And of course, they care about their family. That's their work. That's how they make a living. You can help them. You can help the Hour of the Time, and you can help yourself by calling 1-800-289-2646. Protect at least some of your assets. It is, ladies and gentlemen, an absolute requirement. 1-800-289-2646. And while you're at it, thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time.
Would you willingly turn your children over to the Hitlerian health sappho to be immunized with a mark? Will you allow your kids to be numbered like animals, as were the Jews and Gypsies in Nazi concentration camps, so they can be tracked and controlled from cradle to grave, and not raise your gun nor your voice? Have you bought Clinton's big lie and rejected the uncomfortable truth? Are we so brain-dead and fantasy-led as to be politically correct? Loving and spiritually right. America, God help us. Haven't you learned? The earth was betrayed 2,000 years before. It was the world's greatest loss. Then they raised their liberal hammer and nailed him to the cross.
Oh, that Anthony J. Hilder gets to you, doesn't he? He has a way. He can make you love him or make you hate him just in about that quick. Let me tell you about our transmitter again. 3-watt FM transmitter. Transmitters anywhere from 80 to 108 megahertz. That's the FM broadcast band. It is a proper FM broadcast transmitter, not a surveillance bug or some baloney, almost said it, didn't I? Some baloney thing. It tunes very easy via the tuner pots, little screw, to any frequency you want to broadcast on within that FM band. It runs on 12 to 15 volts DC, so you can use it at home or in your car, in your RV,
in your airplane, wherever, runs on 12 to 15 volts DC. It can be connected to a mixer, a CD, a tape player, a microphone, a stereo set, or even a radio. Whatever you want to broadcast with. It transmits, ladies and gentlemen, in monaural. But it has excellent sound for broadcasting music or voice. Better than most low-cost stereo units, in fact. You'll be very impressed. In fact, I guarantee you'll be absolutely impressed. It has a well-designed oscillator section, and it gives it excellent frequency stability. There's no frequency drifting whatsoever. The big feature is a full 3 watts of output power. It gives this transmitter a true range of many miles. Most of the other FM transmitters on the market are only toys. They only put out 1/10 of a watt, most of them, and some of them, at the most, maybe a half a watt. That's 5 to 100 milliwatts of power. Gives you a range of about 300 feet. Ours gives you 60 times more get heard power. And of course, the higher up you put your transmitting antenna, the farther you're going to broadcast to. Also, folks, the power it takes to drive most RF amplifiers, that's radio frequency, is from 10 to 100 watts. If one day you want to be heard in the next town, we use the best parts and PC boards in these transmitters, a 1/2 wave dipole antenna, and plans for a 3/4 wave antenna, that's a 3 decibel gain, folks, are included with each order. With the fully assembled and tested kit, you get the 1/2 wave dipole antenna, and you also get the plans to build a 3/4 wave antenna if you want, which will give you more range. We're the only micro broadcast transmitter company to sell fully assembled and tested, not just kits. We offer kits, and you can buy a kit if you're so inclined, and you can get it $50 cheaper. And folks, you get free technical support if you ever have any problems. We stand by our claim that this is a good product, fairly priced. If you're not happy, folks, with this transmitter, we will refund your money. Now, we've already sold over 200 in the United States, and not one single transmitter has come back. We ship worldwide except to Canada. If you live in Canada, we cannot sell you a transmitter. Cannot. So if you live in Canada, we cannot sell you a transmitter. So don't call, don't write, don't send money if you live in Canada. There's nothing we can do about it. Okay, folks? We ship right to your door. Right to your door by airmail, special delivery. Orders are shipped within 4 working days of receiving the order. Now, you can extend that to about 15 working days. And I'm going to tell you right now, because this is postal regulations, give 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Now, it's going to come a lot sooner than that, but we have to tell you that. Because if it doesn't come when you think it should come, then you can turn around and make us a lot of trouble, and we certainly don't want that. Okay? Well, I think you're going to really like it. In fact, I know you're going to really like it. The supply voltage is 12 to 15 volts DC. Supply current is 0.5 amps. Input sensitivity is 10 megavolt to 1 volt. Input impedance is 10K to 100K. Frequency range is 80 to 108 megahertz. Antenna feed is 750 HMS RG6U. Transistors 2N3553. Output power is 3 watts. The size is 3 inches wide by 6 inches long by 2.5 inches high. All sales are 100% confidential. This transmitter is for your use within the law, wherever you're at, and that's up to you to determine what that is, not us. Because I don't know where you're at. And frankly, my dear Scarlett, don't really care, except that you're one of our people, and I do care about that. Remember, if you're not satisfied, you get a 100% money back, money return, except for the shipping charges, whatever they are. We can't refund that. Okay, folks, let's listen to some of the best of Mr. A.J. Hilder. I want you to hear him in top form, because we don't know how he's going to come out of this. We hope for the best. He's in all of our prayers, and I certainly hope he is in yours. This was taped when he was the guest on the Hour of the Time 2 years ago at our first conference in St. John's.
If we, and I say we, the people who are listening to this program, allow this thing to happen, if we do not get up off our backsides and do something about it, then we're going to be responsible, because we have this opportunity. We're now speaking to Ice T's producer. Yeah, Ice T's producer. And you've spoken to him.
Mm-hmm.
Africa Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Ice T, Ice Cube, a lot of these people in the hip-hop community are getting this message. You go into the Glam Slam, which is owned by Prince in Los Angeles. You take a look up on the wall, 14-foot pictures from slides of the secrets of the Masonic Order, the New World Order by Hefferson, your book, Behold the Pale Horse, is popular amongst Muslims. I mean, these are the hate whitey, the God's mm-hmm. Almighty, the Christ Almighty guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are now getting together for the first time, and it's amazing. It's happening now. And we're seeing a turnaround. We're seeing a bringing together of the communities. I was in Las Vegas at the Moulin Rouge Hotel, Black Hotel. I went up with Africa Islam. I went up with John Henderson, a fellow who's in the Crips. I looked over at him, not to embarrass him, but I said, hey, about 2.5 years ago, brother, you were out in the streets, and you were looting, and you were robbing. And this guy had been on the street selling dope since he was about 9 years old. He'd been he'd done time in the big house,
mm-hmm.
where I think Clinton should be. Now, we see this fusion coming about. We see the pickup of the information. You are becoming a cult figure.
Oh, God, don't use the word cult.
But I'm saying this seriously now, Bill. You shouldn't be embarrassed about this. Your book is becoming like a household word. It's a sort of the Bible of the New World Order of investigators mm-hmm. in the black community. Farrakhan is putting it out.
Do you think that this is a flash in the pan, or do you think people are really beginning to realize that we've been manipulated into hating each other to help this process along?
Oh, there's no question we've been programmed. There's no question.
But are people really understanding this and coming around to the fact that we don't have to hate each other, or is this something?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I went out and spoke the other night. I did the thing in KJLH from 5 to 6 in the morning. So it was going to just do a little speaking bit over at the health food store in Crenshaw, mm-hmm. South Central. We drove up into the parking lot. The parking lot was jammed. And there was no spaces left. There were people in cars, and it was a mess. We had to pull out into the street. I come up. The people, they're jammed into this place. They're stepping out into the parking lot. I'm saying, what the hell's going on? Maybe somebody, is coming on before I weave my way through this crowd, and I take a look at the screen, and this Jordan Maxwell on the screen. I'm saying, my God, I said, where's the other, it must be some other speaker. From just a little teeny bit of information, the thirst is such that like a sponge, and they finally got the big picture, I mean, at least a portion of it,
mm-hmm.
and they want to get the big message. and they go down to Esowon Bookstore on La Brea in South Central, or what is considered the South Central Inglewood. Behold the pale horse. The information is getting out there. Eustace Mullen's book, The New World Order.
Well, you know, it's incredible. The area that you just talked about, that you went down and couldn't find a parking place, you got out of your car, you're fighting your way through a crowd. Most of the audience probably does not realize that that is a predominantly black area of Los Angeles where white people just don't go down at night and get out of the car.
Hey, listen, you know, I was the only, whitey, right?
Uh-huh.
And when I say I hate whitey, the blacks, the almighty, that's generally the attitude, because I think the hatred amongst blacks against whites is about 10 times that amongst that exists in the white neighborhoods against blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're in a minority position, and they're seeking respectability, they're seeking authority, they're seeking their place in the sun, and they deserve it. But there are white men that are the enemy. It isn't the white man that is the enemy,
mm-hmm.
but it is white men that are the enemy. And these particular white men that I'm referring to are the mutual enemy of both the black community and the white community. Because it isn't a matter of color. It's a matter of good versus evil. It's a matter of freedom versus slavery. And these people, and I would say 60-70% of the audience were Muslims. Mm-hmm. One fellow got up and said, "Hey, well, you know, this is my house, you know, and well, I want to speak to you, and I don't appreciate what, you know, you're coming up and saying." And one fellow named Malik X, gang leader, who's now been picked up by Fox Television, he says, "Hey, we invited him here. We have brought him in. We want to hear what he has to say." In essence, to a black brother who is a Muslim over the counter, "Shut your mouth." Another fellow says, "Hey, we checked this guy out." And we see Muslims now making an association with the patriotic field. And this is an announcement. This is the first time that this has been announced to the world. And it is announced to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because it isn't the white man that is the enemy, but it is white men. Certain white men. We have to identify they. And these people who are producing a lot of these hip-hop tunes have now picked up some lyrics that I did called They. And they're putting the music to it. And it's going to be at the street level. It's a gut issue. We have to identify they. They are the enemy. And I'm talking about the evilarchy, the oligarchy of evil that controls this country.
This audience knows exactly who they is, unless they just started listening tonight, because we've been, over 2 years of broadcasting. We've done 41 hours on the mystery. The mystery schools. We've exposed exactly who they are, and we've connected the link to the racial strife in this country and other countries. Because basically, it's a group of people who believe that there is a superior race, and that race is the white race. This is not what all white people believe. This is not what all Caucasians believe. This is what this minority of people.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of them believing that the white race is superior.
Oh yes,
I think absolutely. I think it is them believing that they are superior to everybody. They want to be the gods of earth, and I say in the land of the blind. In the land of the blind, the one eye is king. And the Illuminati eye, the eye of Lucifer, which sits on top of the
mm-hmm.
pyramid, has to be put out. We have one objective. And maybe our view should be myopic at this particular point. We need to strike out that eye. We need to cripple that monster in our land. We need to take away their capacity to print currency, debt-bearing currency at point of origin, and economically enslave us. We have to do something that has never been done before. We have to create our own currency. We have to circumvent the enslavement that has been planned for us. And we have to do this Now, that's going to happen with you out there. You're listening to this program. We put out a film, Millennium 2000. It gives the big picture in 2 hours. It's not as good as it can be. The next one's going to be better. But this particular tape is now in Germany. I was with Mr. Miki from Moo Magazine from Japan last night in Los Angeles. Sat down with him for 3 or 4 hours. He's picking up on this material. Last December, in fact, your picture was in Moo Magazine last December. You didn't know that.
No.
I've got it here. I want you to see it.
No, I didn't know that.
32 pages of information explaining the whole damn thing. Mind control from womb to tomb, these individuals, this oligarchy wants it all. There isn't anything that we have. There isn't anything that you've got or ever thought of having or ever hoped to have that they're not planning on taking away. They want it all. They want it all. We've got to understand who they are. The Millennium tape does that. I'm plugging my tape because I think it's good and it does its job. And I've got a letter in from Ethiopia. Here's a fellow, he's writing me. He says, look, there's 7 million people. 7 million of us are dying. And the relief agencies are over here, but they're not doing anything. Is it because we are useless leaders? And you got to think about that. The self-esteem of a once proud people, the Ethiopians, are now down to that level. Because this oligarchy of evil do think that you are useless leaders. And there isn't anything that they won't do to take everything you've got away. And we have to change things from just change our position from being defensive to being offensive. There isn't any battle that's been fought anywhere at any time over anything, anywhere, that's been won defensively.
Now you sound like me. That's absolutely correct. There is no defensive position that cannot be overcome.
We have to get involved in the psychopolitical war. We have to get this big picture. And the one thing about the Millennium Tape, it gives the big picture. Because people are running around with all of these jagged pieces of this political jigsaw puzzle, and they don't make any sense. They can generally get the straight lines of the box. But if they haven't seen the picture, it's just too damn complicated. And they turn on Rerun of Lucy. Or The Honeymooners, or something like that. The people are involved in sports. They're involved in, a dozen different things. That keeps taking them away. And the President of the United States is going off to Europe to grandstand. Then he's doing a thing with Haiti to grandstand. I'm saying that we have to impeach the President of the United States for high treason, and we had better do it now before they terminate him. And I think the likelihood of them terminating him to make him a martyr, to put forth the gun legislation, the gun confiscation through the crime bill, is a very valid thesis.
October the 13th.
It's about Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, before he died, 6 months. I was about 3 months off with Martin Luther King and 5 days with Bobby Kennedy. I think the danger that could occur if some of their Manchurian candidates or one of their Manchurian candidates is programmed and goes in to take out Bill Clinton, we can kiss it goodbye. So by talking about it, it triggers the trap and stops it from happening.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. The fact that Clinton has cut the British power structure out of international politics in his last two trips would tell me that he set himself up for a big fall.
Well, he's an embarrassment to the oligarchy of evil, to this evilarchy. When one becomes a liability, they take that liability out. They're not going to risk everything that they've worked for the past 200 years on some simple Simon ass. They're going to take that guy out in one way or the other. You take a look at Time magazine.
Lest you think that he's reaching for it, folks, he's not. That's exactly the kind of thing that they would do. In a recent speech on radio, Bill Clinton said, quote, What else has to happen to pass this legislation, end quote? Of course, he's talking about the anti-terrorism bill. Well, I don't know what else has to happen. I hope nothing happens, and I hope nothing has to happen, but I know these people, they will make something happen. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know them well enough to know that October the 13th, 1995, Friday the 13th, is a date we had better watch. Good night, everybody. And God bless you all. And please, mention Anthony J. Hilder in your prayers tonight.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. It's the law passes through. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, stay in the back.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come over. Now to do so and do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land, and Clinton saying take the mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, Veritas is ready to go to press. And if your money is not in for this next issue, you're not going to get it. If you want just this next issue, send $5. If you'd like to subscribe to the best newspaper, bar none, in this nation, the only one that tells all the truth, send $55 for 24 issues of Veritas. Make checks or money orders out to Veritas. Send them to Post Office Box 3390. That's P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. That's P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936.
The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS, your Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card, yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plan for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. Ordo. Masonic mind manipulation, inciting riots, it's crisis creation. Biochip implantation, vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and can never be taken away.
Atmospheric social illusion.